fire. Did y'all see that?
Yes.
She flat dab played that thing. I tell you, if I could play like that, I'd never leave a keyboard. I tell you, I wouldn't. I'd just sit there all night. I'd get me a pillow. And she done all that without watching her hands. I just hadn't watched her. She didn't watch her hands over here. She's just playing. See, I can't do half that good watching my hands. And good, I'm going to retire again, Ruby. I'm retiring. If you've got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians. We're going to talk today for a few moments of time on having a walk with Christ. I had told Brother Dave before they got up to sing today, I said, I don't have to preach. I said, y'all follow the leadership of the Lord. And I says, I don't have to preach. I said, some time back I preached twice in one service. I said, I'm one up. I can back out today. But God said we're going to go ahead and minister. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to ask you to stand with me if you can in reverence to God's word. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to be jumping around reading pretty much the whole chapter, but I'm going to miss quite a few verses. There in the very first verse, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of the peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope if you're calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Going down to the 11th verse. And he gave some apostles and some prophets. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love and may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fit jointly together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual work in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. Going down to verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Now down to 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. You may have a seat. Dear God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your patience, Lord, your love, Lord, and your mercy. God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, Lord, this morning's service. Lord, knowing, Lord, that you've blessed us, Lord, already by the wonderful singing, Lord, we know that you've got a blessing, Lord, for us, waiting, Lord, to pour out, Lord, on your people. And God, Lord, we pray that you'll anoint every ear to be receptive of your word, Lord, and every heart to be receptive of your word. God, we pray that you'll, Lord, anoint me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to get out of my mind, Lord, the things you don't want me to think about, Lord, right now, Lord. Help me, Lord, to get out of my mind of what I'm going to do after today after church, Lord, and Lord, what tonight holds. We pray that you'll help me, Lord, to focus, Lord, on what your people need to hear, Lord, right now. We pray that you'll anoint this vessel, Lord, to present your word, knowing you've already anointed your word, Lord, that I'll be a mouthpiece. In Jesus' name, amen. Going to preach for a few moments of time on, I'm going for a walk. I'm going for a walk. Now, in life, we have a lot of times when we walk, not only physically, but in spiritually and health-wise, we go for walks. And today, we're going to talk about those. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. We need to be like God. We need to walk in the cool of the day instead of walking in the heat of the moment. How many people you know walks in the heat of the moment instead of the cool of the day? Today we're going to talk about that. Genesis chapter 5 verse 24 says, and Enoch walked with God. And Genesis chapter 6 verse 9 says, Noah walked with God. And Matthew chapter 9 verses 5 says, for whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven me, or to say, arise and walk. Romans chapter 6 verse 4 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. God has come to change everything about our beings. He's come everything to change everything we've ever done. He's came to give us a new walk and a new talk. Today we're going to talk about that today. Walking in the spiritual sometimes relates to walking in the physical. Sometimes we trip when we go for a walk. We trip. And as a child, you can picture as a child. I hope I don't get tangled up in cords. But today, you know, we can see as a child, as a baby is growing up, it walks and it falls. Take a few steps and it falls. And take a few steps and it falls. We expect a child to fall.
Yes.
That's the reason the mama's walking behind them like this.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, buddy.
That's the reason daddy's on the first and walk to daddy. Because they're child. But a lot of times, even cheap children of God that's been Christians for a long time don't know how to walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
We have believed forever that we're just a human being. That we have to walk, we have to fall, we're going to mess up. But I'm here to tell you today that we're not just a child. We're just not a born-again child of God. We're an heir to the throne, and we can walk in the Spirit and let the flesh die.
Yeah,
I'm excited to know that my God has given me a way out of walking in the flesh. He's given me a new body, a new walk, and a new talk. And I'm here to tell you today, church, we can walk in the Spirit. That's exciting. It's exciting to know that my flesh has died out and my spirit can rise up. Ooh, sometimes we walk and we trip. I've got a scar on my head. Right there, y'all may have seen it. It's real ugly. I know it's there and I think it's ugly. But I've got a scar right there. One day, I don't know why I was so stupid. But I was a child and my brother had his shoes laying there in the living room. And I decided I was going to put my brother's shoes on and walk. Don't get ahead of me. I put my feet down those shoes and I started walking. I got tripped and fell right into the door face. Knocked me out, stripped the ribbon. Why? Because I was trying to do something I wasn't big enough to do.
Right, come on.
How many times we as a church, we try to put on more than what we need to put on. We try to do something we're not capable of doing. We try to act like a big boy and we ain't nothing.
Come on, preacher.
Because God has not put it upon us to do that. What I'm trying to say is, church, if we'll walk with what God told us to walk with, we wouldn't be falling as often.
Amen.
I've seen so many people. I've seen pastors that's fallen along. You know why? Because they're out of the will of God. If you walk with Christ, you won't fall.
That's right.
I've told the church many times, it's not hard to live a Christian life.
Nope.
When you're a mature Christian, you know right from wrong. Just don't do wrong.
Amen.
I tell you what, walking with the God is simple. You've got the Holy Spirit. You've got all that you need to tell you what not to do. Just don't do it.
Yeah, right.
Common sense. Walk with Christ.
Yes, come on, Jay.
Walk with Christ. We're going for a walk. Boy, it's good stuff. I was at the Georgia Dome one time. I was singing. I was with Karen Peck and New River for a short minute. And we were singing at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia. I was so proud to be up there. I ain't gonna lie to you, I was humble. I was not humble. I loved being up there. I ain't gonna lie to you and tell you my spirit was in the right place, because it wasn't. I just wanted to be up there.
Yes, come on, Jay.
And God humbled me real quick. I was singing lead on a song and I took a step back for Karen to take her lead and stepped off the back of the stage. Thank God it was a cordless mic. But I tore my back up. I scratched my back. I was bleeding. But had I just known my place, that would never have happened.
That's right, preacher.
Had I just known my place and got out of the big head, I wouldn't have had that problem. Do you know what? Sometimes we do that.
Sometimes we think we're more than what we really are. Sometimes we think that we're all that bag of tater chips, and we ain't nothing but an empty bag of tater chips.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
We can walk in the spirit. And the flesh has got to die. That's some good stuff.
When I go for a walk, I encounter many dangers. Man, you can out be walking at night. And I used to live over here on the west side. You don't walk at night on the west side. Not unless you awful brave. There's two people that walks on the west side in the middle of the night. The brave and the stupid. And I was the one. I stayed in my house.
Amen.
One night I was sitting right after I moved to the west side. I was sitting in my recliner watching Cosby Show. I had a lamp on behind me. I had my window up. It's a July night. Breeze coming through the house. And all of a sudden I heard gunshots. And I looked out my front window and I saw a man running down the sidewalk and he fell right in front of my house. And he got up and he dragged himself into an abandoned house across the street. The first thing I done, turned my light off. I don't want nobody to see me.
Amen, brother.
And I grabbed my cell phone and I thought about calling 911. I thought, ain't going to do it because I don't know what that address is. And all I know, the police is going to come here and somebody's going to see me point. Well, I'm going to hurt sirens. Somebody else called the police. And then the police knocked on my door. Do you see anything? I told him, but nobody was hurting. We need to walk because we want to encounter dangers. The devil's going to do everything he can to stand right in your way. The devil's going to do all he can do to mess you up and put all these dangers right in your way. You know why? Because he don't want you to be successful. He doesn't want you to walk in the spirit. Let me tell you something, he don't mind if you come to church. Oh, you don't know what the preacher said. He don't mind if you read the Bible, long as you don't believe it.
Come on.
The devil comes to church. The devil knows the Bible better than you.
Right.
No doubt. But we encounter many dangers as we're walking. I don't know what y'all are laughing about back there, but we encounter many different dangers. I've been chased by dogs. I've been chased by people. I was in the Short North one night right after I moved here. Went to Gallery Hop. If you've never been to Gallery Hop, don't go. It's a waste of your time. But I went to Gallery Hop. And there was a guy come down there. He was drunk as a skunk. Big boy. He was almost as big as I was. Had muscles everywhere. He was almost as muscular as I was. He come down through there, and he got to tell me how the Cleveland Browns was the best football team ever. And I didn't. I was stupid. I said, "Well, I'm a Cowboys fan." Wrong thing to say. He backed me back in the corner, and he began to tell me what I was going to do and what I wasn't going to do. And I didn't know what to do. Sounded like a charismatic prayer meeting back in that corner. I didn't know what to do. But by the time that night was over, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan now. I went out and bought me a jersey. You know why? Because I encountered many dangers that night. But I got myself out of it. Now I'm afraid not to be a Browns fan. I run back to my truck as quick as I could. But you know one good thing? I needed that exercise. As we go for a walk, we meet many different people. The people you're going to come in contact with in your spiritual life is going to mold you into be the person you need to be. No matter how pretty they are, no matter how ugly they are, they're there for you to witness to. Darlene had an accident the other day. She had a chance to witness to somebody. The people you come in contact with along your walk will mold who you need to be.
That's right, preacher. Come on.
We encounter many different people. Some people you don't like to remember. Brother Alden stood and said, "Pastor, do you love me?" I said, "I love everybody. But you know, there's some people I just don't like." Don't sit there like a bunch of sows looking at a brand new gate. Y'all know who popped in your mind. There are people you'll cry at their funeral, but you don't want to go on vacation with them. We meet many different people. We want to look first here. A worthy walk is a unified walk. God tells us that we have to endeavor to keep unity. Sometimes keeping unity in the house of God is a chore.
Bless you, brother. Come on.
Sometimes getting along with something, you've got to try to make it work. If a husband and wife are going to get married, you know what? Relationships don't just happen.
That's right, preacher.
You've got to try. You've got to put some effort into it. You can't just allow the Spirit of God to lead you through life if you ain't going to walk behind it. If you're not going to put a little effort into your Christian life, it's dead. If we're going to have a unified walk, we've got to try to love everybody. God ain't going to force you to love somebody. God ain't going to force you to get along with somebody. God's not going to force you to be submissive to authority. God's not going to do that. You know why? Because He wants people that will walk in unity and endeavor to make unity.
Yes, come on, Jerry.
It's exciting to know that my God has directed us. He's given us all that we need right here in the 66 books to have a unified walk. He's given us everything that we need to walk with the Spirit and not in the flesh. He's given us all that we need to be successful in our spiritual life and not have to give into the flesh. A worthy walk is a unified walk. We must work at prayer. We must work at Bible study. We have to work at soul winning. None of that stuff comes naturally. It is not human nature for you to study the Bible. Do you know that? It's not human nature for you to witness. It's human nature for me to eat Three Musketeers and drink Dr. Pepper. It's human nature for me to enjoy my life. It's human nature for me to want to go out and do what I want to do. It's human nature for me to be out on the lake today instead of preaching. That's what human nature is. My desires is not always lined up with God's. That's when I have to go back to the throne and say, God, I'm wrong. I have to try to be a Christian. Do your head like this. I have to try to walk in the Spirit. Because see, if I don't try to walk in the Spirit, then the flesh is going to come up.
That's right, preacher.
But you don't have to try to walk in the flesh. It's just going to happen.
That's right, preacher.
Do you know why you're having so many battles in your life? Because you're not trying to walk in the Spirit.
That's right, preacher.
If you're having problems day after day after day, you're going to have some gate trouble when you get to heaven. Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you something. I don't buy in and I don't subscribe to this whole philosophy that you got to sin every day.
Amen, amen.
I don't have to sin. You know why I'm going to live every day? I don't sin every day. I don't.
That's right, preacher.
You know why? Because I have enough Spirit in me to sustain me. I have enough Spirit in me to tell me not to do something before I do it. You know, there's no sin in me addicted. The sin is when you give into that temptation.
Amen. Amen. That's right, preacher.
The Holy Spirit's telling you, you shouldn't do that. But wait before you do it. And you give into it. That's a sin. You can walk into the Spirit. The Bible says, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. That's all you need. When those bad thoughts come in your head, start sitting, just say, devil, get out of my face.
Yeah, yeah.
It's over.
Amen.
You can walk in the Spirit. The next walk
is a maturing walk. Just as that baby that started walking and it falls. We expect to see a little baby fall. But we don't expect to see a 20-year-old boy fall. He's been walking for too long. I don't expect to see a born-again child of God that's been serving God for many years keep falling. I expect that child of God that's been serving God for a long time to set the way for the younger Christians. Because I'm here to tell you, if you've been calling yourself a Christian for many years, those younger Christians are watching you. And they're watching you every time you fall. They're watching what trips you up. They're watching why you fall. And when you start falling, they're going to start falling. Every time you fall, they're going to fall. And one of these days when you fall, they're not going to get back up. You know why? Because their blood's going to be required at your hands. Why? Because you didn't lead the life you're supposed to lead in front of them. It's a maturing walk. A worthy walk is a unified walk, a maturing walk, an honest walk. When you go walk with Christ, you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal. It's an honest walk. When you start walking with God, you don't want to do nobody wrong. I tell you what my mother done one time. We was coming out of Walmart and she had something in the cart and she forgot to pay for it. She got home and went right back to Walmart to pay for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Why? Because she's an honest woman. She has an honest walk with Christ. That person's honest. When they walk with Christ, you become an honest person. You don't do nobody wrong. Nobody has anything really bad to say about you. You might still be ugly, but you got an honest walk. You're a unified walk. You have a maturing walk. People, whenever you walk with Christ, one thing I like about walking with Christ is the longer I walk with Him, the closer I get to Him.
Amen.
The closer I get to God, the more I walk with Him. And the more I walk with Him, the more I want to get close to Him. The more I study, let me tell you something. This Bible's addictive.
Yes, it is, brother.
It is. You start reading right in Genesis, won't be long, you won't be able to lay it down. Why? Because these stories in here, even if you don't believe it, it's entertaining. And you walk with Christ. It's an honest walk. We're made free by the truth. I like the part that I heard someone say that God saves us from our sins, not in our sins. God saves us from our sins. And we become honest in everything that we do. If we walk with God. And lastly, a worthy walk is a kind walk. When you're walking with Christ, people can't help but just want to be around you.
That's right, preacher. Come on.
You're not throwing the Bible down their throat. You're not one of those quote unquote Bible thumpers. You're just somebody that loves people.
Yes.
You're kind. You're sweet. You know why? And the majority of the people that my friends are older than me. You know why? Because I love being around them. I don't have to be around young people anymore to have fun. I enjoy going out to eat with people and just sitting there laughing. Talking. Even if we're not even in church. You know why? Because Christians are kind. If you come upon somebody that's not kind, they're not a Christian.
Amen.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
They don't. Sitting on a church pew won't make you a Christian no more than sitting in a hen house will make you a chicken. When you become a Christian, you become a kind person. Don't just hate being around somebody that always woes me. Always in a bad mood. Never smile. I tell you what, I don't want to be around somebody that can't smile right down here.
Amen.
I'm a born again child of God. I'm bought by a price. I'm an heir to a throne, and that puts a smile on my face. That it's exciting to know that when we walk with Christ, we can walk in a perfect light.
Come on, preacher, that's right.
When we walk with Christ, it's a unified walk. It's a maturing walk. It's a kind walk. And it's an honest walk. And I'm excited to know that my God is still on the throne. And I like walking with Christ.
Amen. I do, brother.
I'd much rather walk with Christ than to walk by myself. I've tried to walk by myself. I can't make it. I've tried. Made a mess of it. You know what? And every time in my life since I've been a Christian, I have fallen. I have tripped. I've made a mistake. I've made a mockery out of my Jesus. I've done it. I've been everywhere. I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been hung in a fence. But you know what? Every time that I fell, every time I made a mockery out of God, I look like an idiot. Every time. When I stand up and I say God is good all the time and all the time God's good, and then I slip and fall, I make a mockery out of His name. God's up there saying, why? I love you, child. You don't have to do that. I've given you all that you need right here to walk. An honest walk, a unified walk, a kind walk, and a maturing walk. If the singers will come up today and get a song of invitation.